This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily, right here, by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Julie Pennick is with us this morning. And Dr. Pennick, we're delighted you're here. Welcome.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm going to try to make a reasonable attempt at being a substitute for Dr. Sheely.
You know, Dr. Pennick, you have been to many of our Get Prepared Expos. And I'd like to share with the class that when you are there, your seminar room is packed, and you are not allowed to leave when the seminar is over. Your students crowd around you, and they have so many questions. So it's delightful being with you on the broadcast. I want to share something that happened last night and yesterday afternoon. We have listeners all over, and some of them have figured out where we live. And so a man came to our farm, and he said, he was telling me about his medical history, and he was saying that he was a veteran, a U.S. Navy veteran, and he was describing the runaround that he gets from the Veterans Administration medical staff and the hospital here in Missouri. And he told me that he has a stomach aneurysm. And this aneurysm, he's been told, is very, very serious, and it's growing. And all he needs is a 20-minute procedure to put a stent in there and just up through one of his veins in his leg, and he'll be good to go in no time. But without this relatively simple procedure, in terms of comparing that to a knee surgery or knee replacement or heart surgery, it's relatively simple. And he's getting the runaround by, we have to check more, we have to investigate more, we have to do more tests, and they just keep postponing and postponing and postponing. Can you tell us what an aneurysm is generically? Because there are all kinds of aneurysms.
Yeah, and when he says a stomach aneurysm, I'm wondering if he's somewhat confused as to what he has, because that's a term I'm not familiar with. He may be talking about an abdominal.
Yeah, aneurysm. That's what he's saying. Sure.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
And so, and when we talk in terms of abdominal aneurysms, we're talking about abdominal aortic aneurysms. And so that's the only abdominal type aneurysm that I'm aware of. And I don't think that's a simple 20-minute fix. It's a little more complicated than that scenario that was presented to you. So I don't know if the veteran doesn't have a clear understanding of that, if it's not being properly communicated to him. But if in fact, the term is conveying an abdominal aortic aneurysm, then that is something that is to be followed up at frequent intervals to see the size, because an aneurysm is an outbulging or a weakening of an arterial wall, if you will. And so it becomes a weak spot in the artery. And when we're talking about the abdominal aorta, you know, the aorta is the biggest artery that leaves the heart and carries oxygenated blood down from the ascending aorta, which takes off the top of the heart, and then goes to the thoracic aorta, which is the part of that big, huge artery that's in the thoracic portion of the trunk of the body, and then extends down into the abdominal portion of the trunk of the body, and that's what I think he's referring to as an abdominal aortic aneurysm. It's pretty serious. It needs to be followed up appropriately to check whether or not it's growing. And that is something that requires, unless things have changed in the last year since I lectured on that, it's more than a simple 20-minute procedure. It's a surgical procedure. They can go in and put a patch graft over it to strengthen that portion of the wall of the artery. That's a great proactive thing to do. A reactive thing to do is wait till it ruptures and then hope somebody makes it into the emergency room and out of the emergency room to the operating room table and then off the table. And so I lost my brother last year to an ascending aortic aneurysm that ruptured. And he was fortunate enough to make it out of the emergency room and off the operating room table, which probably shouldn't have happened, and live for another 4 days to be able to visit with family before it ruptured again. And so you must think when that you have an outbulging of that arterial wall, think about if you blow a balloon up and let it down and blow a balloon up and let it down and blow a balloon up and let it down, eventually that elasticity begins to weaken and you can get outbulging of the shape of the balloon, if you will. And if you blow it up again after several times of doing that, then one of those weakened spots is going to blow out when you blow the balloon up too much. And so that's the same thing that's going on in the artery. Now let's talk a little bit about the reported runaround that he's getting. I suspect that what he's being caught up in is the challenges that the bureaucratic Veterans Administration system is a part of, right? And so I worked in the VA hospital system for 15 years in the early part of my career, and I love, there's nothing that I enjoyed more than to be able to serve the veteran population. I felt it was an honor to be able to take care of them, and the paycheck was just a bonus. So I want to thank all the veterans listening for their service to our country. But I will tell you that the system is fraught with, and the last time I worked in the VA system was 20 years ago. But I did 15 years before we moved to this area. And so at that time, I was in middle-level management positions, and it is a complex system that all governmental agencies are subject to, you know, budgets and having to look at how you spend the money and then afraid that if you don't use all your budget this year, you'll get less budget next year. And then so you spend money on things that you don't necessarily have to have at the end of the year, because if you don't spend it next year, you're not going to get the same amount of money. Now, that's a silly notion, isn't it? Because if you didn't need it this year, then you most likely won't need it next year. But I Absolutely. Found that to be true across several type of settings. If you had a budget that you had been approved for, and whether or not you actually needed it to provide the services to the veterans, you were encouraged to spend it before the end of the fiscal year in order to be able to maintain the same level of funding for the following year. The other thing I found is it, because it's a bureaucratic system and it's a governmental bureaucratic system, there's so many layers that you have to go through. I learned very quickly as a manager in that system, it was far better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. If I needed a piece of equipment and it either wasn't in my budget or it was going to take forever to order, but here's an example. I need an automatic blood pressure cuff in my intensive care unit. I was the manager over. We had a brand new intensive care unit that was going to be open, but it wasn't funded. But they had 10 automatic blood pressure cuffs sitting on bedside tables in those rooms in that intensive care unit that wasn't going to be open for a year. You don't think I let those sit up there in those empty rooms, do you? I brought them down to my unit and used them. I got in trouble for that because it wasn't on my equipment list. But my patients needed them. They belonged to the VA, and they were sitting there not being used. And so I needed them. Now, there are some more sophisticated ways to measure blood pressure closely. Now they put arterial lines in. Actually, that was an option then, but it's more expensive. It was more expensive and higher risk. And so blood pressure is something that the patient that you talked about who has an abdominal aortic aneurysm, oftentimes there are big shifts and problems in regulating blood pressure in the post-op after those people have had that surgery. So you have to monitor their blood pressure in every 2 to 3 to 5 minute increment sometimes and adjust medication drip rates to keep their blood pressure in a certain range, because the last thing you want to do is have their blood pressure shoot out and blow out the patch you just put on that artery, right?
Right.
And so that's the challenge that people face in the VA system. And I saw some of those challenges of a bureaucratic system back, you know, over 2 decades ago when I was in management in a governmental agency. What frightens me is to think that the VA healthcare system is the model for which I think may very well end up being the model for healthcare delivery in this country. You know, they're steadily pushing us further towards a single payer environment, and they're pushing you to governmental subsidies. You know, I have some, I'm not going to mention any names, but I have some colleagues who are very excited to be able to get health insurance through the healthcare.gov website. And they, because of their income, because they both retired young, they retired before they were 60, but because of their income is low, because they haven't started dipping into their retirement monies necessarily, they were able to qualify for healthcare. And not only were they able to qualify for healthcare, but they got subsidized and they don't have to pay anything for their healthcare coverage. Now, I'm happy for my friends. But what challenges me to think about that scenario is this. Because so much of that is going on, what is going to happen is the reimbursement structure that they thought was going to be there when all these young, healthy people were going to pay premiums for health care that they were never going to need to use, because the young, healthy people don't ever really have to use their health care, is not going to be there, because those people aren't necessarily signing up. And you have folks like my friends who are older individuals who they're relatively healthy but would have certainly more need to use their health care services than a younger person. And they're going to find that there's not the money to pay for those services. And so what I think is going to happen is that system is going to crumble or collapse or certainly bow under the heavy weight. And then the third-party payer system is going to diminish to almost a single-party payer system with, you know, Medicare is one of the biggest third-party payers already in the country, and that's a government-run program. The VA system is a government-run hospital healthcare system because, you know, VA has outpatient facilities and inpatient facilities. And when I look at the troubles that plague the Medicare system and the Veterans Health Administration system, and I think that that would be the level of services that are going to be provided to everybody in this country, people were concerned about rationing of health care. Wait till they see what happens.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Julie Penick's with us, PennickHealthcare.com. She and I will be right back. We're talking about the Veterans Administration. I'd like to share with you what happened with my mom and Medicare when we come back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Penick's with us. PenickHealthcare.com. There's a link to Dr. Penick's website at usapreparers.com, page one, right at the bottom with the faculty. And Dr. Penick, I wanted to share this with you. Yesterday, we got a call here at the farm. My mom, 91 years old, lives with us and is certainly part of the family. And so when someone goes to a doctor's appointment, you know, the family goes. It's a family adventure. And we want to make sure that we all know what the answer is, what's being discussed. And so that if there's something that we as a family need to do to help a member of our family, we all want to know what it is. We all want to hear it firsthand. So it's like a convention in the in the examination room with the entire family. And so my mom got a call yesterday from the hospital saying they just wanted to, as a nurse, and she wanted to interview my mom for Medicare purposes. It was a survey for Medicare. And, you know, naturally, we are not interested in providing any more information about anything to the government. I mean, literally, we don't want to do it. So we asked the question, what is this about? Well, it's just a few questions. Okay, and what is it for? Well, it's just for Medicare. And why? Well, it's the annual survey. It's standard. And so we're not interested in participating. And we very gently told the hospital, well, we'll talk about it with Vincent's mother, and we'll let you know. But we don't think we want to do it. Can you talk about these kinds of surveys? What are your thoughts? Questions that are asked on some of them by nurses. Have you ever felt like hurting yourself? Have you ever felt angry?
Let me talk about the whole issue in the broad perspective, and then we can talk about the individual questions. Okay.
Sure.
So all of this goes to this national agenda and the push for electronic health records, because the agenda is to collect data on the population at large, right? And the purposes for that is to do comparative effectiveness research. I teach this type course in a master's nursing program. And the goal of comparative effectiveness research is what they determined is if you were an 82-year-old senior with a cardiovascular disease problem and you lived in Miami, Florida, the cost of your care down there was perhaps four times the same for the same services as it was if you were the same demographic individual living in the Midwest, with no difference in healthcare outcomes. But down in Florida, mm-hmm. maybe the specialist down there decided to do lots of extra things that the person in the Midwest decided that the physician or the provider in the Midwest didn't really think that they needed to run all this test or do all that extra stuff. And so we know that the healthcare system in this country is on the verge of collapse because it costs so much of the gross national product, correct? Mm-hmm. You know, we have one of the highest GNP costs of healthcare on the globe, yet our healthcare outcomes rank, I think the last time I saw, about 47th in the world. Now, if you could name 46 countries that have a healthcare system that's organized fairly well at all, and to know that 48 of those people have better outcomes than we have here in the United States, when we pride ourselves on saying that we have the most sophisticated, technologically advanced healthcare system in the world, shame on us. Mm-hmm. Because we don't deliver care in a cost-effective fashion. We deliver care in a medical legal, because we have such litigation in this country, a lot of those extra things that aren't necessarily necessary are ordered so that the provider doesn't want anybody to come back and say they didn't do everything that was humanly possible. And so there's this whole national agenda push for electronic health records because they want to compile data on different populations of care, patients and the care that they receive, so they can determine what's the best care. And appointed through not the bill that was passed when President Obama became president, but the legislation, the House bill that was passed before that, actually made way for this Center for Effectiveness. It's not a governmental, per se, department like the Department of Health and Human Services, but it is a governmental entity. And they actually are collecting all this data, and they are going to be using that data to decide what is cost-effective care so that they can then recommend what should and should not be offered to individuals. We'll talk more about that, I guess, when we come back.
Yeah, can we do that? And let's get your take on that. Is this going in the right direction from your experience as a medical professional? We'll be right back. Dr. Julie Benick.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Julie Penick is with us. PenickHealthcare.com. P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com. Dr. Penick, the national agenda and the push toward electronic records, I've seen it. I've seen my doctor when I actually go visit him, which is pretty darn rare. It's less often than once a year for sure. There's a lot of keying and there's a lot of dictation into the recording devices. They take the notes right then and there before they leave the room. And I'm not so sure I like it, only because I'm concerned that maybe in the cases when a person's in the throes of death, that someone say, wait a minute, let me check. You know, I don't think there's a procedure that we have for this, or it's against policy to do something heroic or something like that. What are your concerns
about the push for the national agenda of electronic health records?
Yeah, right.
My concern is this. That as the data is fed from these mass data sets on the mm-hmm. the types of populations, let's take the type 2 diabetic population, and as these massive data sets are released to the Center for Healthcare Effectiveness, they're going to determine that certain measures are not cost effective for the population across the board. Now, it might be effective for your mom or my mom or somebody else's. But if it's not demonstrated to be cost effective for the masses, then written into that legislation is the fact that Medicare does not have to reimburse for those services.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to start seeing limitations on the way that healthcare is funded or provided at all. Now, here's what we've fallen victim to in this country in the first place. Used to be when you and I were children, our parents referred to it as hospitalization insurance, because really they only
That's
wanted
correct.
Insurance with what we call catastrophic, in case you ended up with a bad illness and were in the hospital. Nobody ever paid for you to run to the doctor every time your nose was runny or you had a sore throat or you sprained your ankle playing baseball, right? Your grandparents and your parents knew how to take care of you. And so then we move into the managed care setting, and everybody thinks, well, oh, it's only a $25, $35, $40 copay. I'm going to take my kid to the doctor because his nose has been running for 3 days. I mean, really, go ask your mama. She knew what to do about that. But the reality is then we're going to start seeing that things aren't going to be paid for. Now, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing, to be perfectly honest, because I think we pay for a lot of health care for people who abuse their body, do not pay attention to good lifestyle choices, and why should I be paying to take care of the smoker's lungs? I didn't pick up the cigarette and destroy his lungs or her lungs. They did. I quite honestly don't think I should have to be paying for any of that. And people say, well, you're not paying for that. Well, yeah, if my tax dollars are going into a system that funds a third-party payment system with tax dollars, then yes, I am paying to take care of that. I go through great lengths at my age in my mid-50s. I do routine things. And I make lifestyle choices to remain as at an optimum level of health as I can. That's not to say that when I go to the holiday parties, I don't want to eat all of the nice things that my friends are eating, but I don't, because I know what that has the potential to do to my health. I may have a splurge every once in a while, but, you know, we're talking rare occasions. I don't have dessert every day like some of my friends do. I don't go out to eat like some of my friends do 5 nights a week. And so I go through great lengths to take care of my body, which is getting harder and harder as I'm aging, by the way. But I make those efforts, and I don't see why the people who know they're type 2 diabetic and still want to eat cake and ice cream and, you know, eat white bread and not take care of themselves, I don't see why I should have to participate in any system that pays for their health care. And let me use a too close to home example. My sister got metastatic recurrent breast cancer 6 years after her first breast cancer diagnosis, and they did her mastectomy. My sister had a conversation with me and wanted to know what she should do, because there's no evidence out there to support that anything is effective in taking care of that situation. We knew from the time she got her diagnosis of recurrent metastatic breast cancer that my sister's vehicle home to Jesus was going to be her metastatic recurrent breast cancer. The only thing we didn't know is what time he would send the chariot down to pick her up. Yet in that final 16 or 18 months of my sister's life, over $270,000 were spent on her care. Now, yes, people will say she had 16 or 18 extra months, but she was in chemo every week. She lost all her hair. She was sick. She got down to skin and bones. Did she have a quality of life that was worth $270,000 to her insurance company? as her sister, people are going to say that this sounds cold-hearted. No, it absolutely was not. And I would say that my sister's case is a classic example that the majority of money spent in this country on health care is for futile cases where we know what the outcome is going to be. We just don't know what the outcome is going to look like and the time frame they're going to get there. Everyone knew that spending $270,000 on my sister was not going to change the fact that she was going to die from her metastatic recurrent breast cancer, unless there was a miracle that God decided to send down to her. But yet, $270,000 was spent on that. I love my sister dearly, and I got to spend some time with her in those 16 to 18 months. But do I think that was an appropriate expenditure of healthcare dollars? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And so I think that there needs to be a mechanism by which we look at across the board, are we spending healthcare resource dollars wisely? Now, who gets to make that decision? I'm not sure who's appropriate to make that decision. I make that decision for myself and my family. When my dad got all these crazy tests because he was belching, and they wanted to repeat the same test every 6 months. That went on for 2 years before I told him. I said, really, Daddy? You're 87 years old. You're going to die from something. And they keep doing all these tests, and it's indeterminate. They never find anything. And I said, you're an 87-year-old man who smoked for 69 years. Nobody's going to put you on an operating table and take out a tumor, even if there is one there. If it's a tumor there, that's going to be how you're going to go home to heaven or wherever, right? So it's kind of like, and my daddy was a great prayer, so he was a prayer warrior. He's going to go home to heaven. But I'm just saying, when we finally got the diagnosis that whatever that was, they chased after for a few years and wasted all those health care dollars because he was a Medicare recipient, right? I just said to him, go to your doctor's office tomorrow and tell him you're not wasting any more Medicare's money. If it's a tumor there, so what? Nobody's going to take you to surgery. And the doctor did not like that answer, by the way. But for the next couple, well, in fact, my dad passed away when he was 90. For the next 3 years, I, through consultation with my family, we made a decision to save Medicare all those dollars for tests that weren't going to change what my dad's decision was going to be anyway. But my dad didn't feel like he even had an option in that. He just said, you mean I don't have to have those tests done? My doctor wants me to have those tests done. I said, if you know what your decision's going to be based on whatever they find, then why would you do the test anyway? To confirm something that you're not going to make a different decision on? And so we saved that healthcare expenditure. And when he finally got the diagnosis, when it was a tumor that probably had been growing for 5 years, when it got big enough for us to see through his abdominal wall, and we went back and spent a little of Medicare's money on an ultrasound to prove what we already thought, and the blood test, a very simple under $100 blood test, proved that it was cancer. Everybody was shocked that my dad decided he didn't want any treatment. And my dad said, I'm 90 years old. I'm going to die of something. But had we not been the type family to make the decisions the way that we do, probably upwards from $100,000 to $200,000 could have spent on my dad's cancer that we knew was going to be what was going to take him home or away from us, right? We knew that from the time we knew it was cancer. We could have allowed that Medicare expenditure for $100,000, $200,000. That would have been for what? My dad said he'd been bald since he was 33, and he wasn't going to let chemo take away the last little ridge of hair that he had, right? And so people have to be wise. We come to think that just because there's treatments available, that we are bound to offer them and to do them, when the research clearly shows us, particularly in cancer care, that for the majority of people, huge meta-analysis came out a few years ago, that only for 2 to 3% of the people who receive chemo across all cancer types, with the exception of three cancer types, and one of those cancer types is the bloodborne, the leukemias, but across all cancer types, chemotherapy is only effective in 2 to 3% of the people, but 100% of the people with the diagnosis of cancer get offered all of those expensive treatments, right? And it's futile. And survival or effectiveness is determined or defined as they're going to survive 5 years past the initial day of their diagnosis. And they may, for 2 to 3% of them, they're going to do that. But what does those 5 years look like, going through all those treatments? And so I do believe that there needs to be a smarter approach to how we do those things and how healthcare decision expenditures, healthcare expenditure decisions are made. I don't want to see that be in the government's hands, but I'm concerned that because of the Center for Healthcare Cost Effectiveness has been established in legislation and in practicality now, and we're collecting data in this big push to have electronic health records so that all of this data can be shared with the big data set so that these decisions can be made. My concern is that those decisions will no longer be in the hands of, like, my family made those decisions. It will be in somebody else, some bureaucrat's hands to make those decisions for you. Good or bad, but I think that's where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about all that?
As
I said a lot.
Well,
I always do, you know me.
I was thinking about the first time that I saw you come into the studio, and you just, this was in Springfield, and we were broadcasting in the same studio, and you just raced in, got there like, oh, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds before airtime, sat down, boom, you're on the air. You have an amazing amount of energy. And you've also broadcasted with me driving down the highway at 70 plus miles an hour.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend my schedule to anybody. And I just got through saying how I go through such angst to really take care of myself. I am a busy woman. But, you know, usually when people have a crazy schedule like mine, they let them stress them out. They let that stress them. Mm-hmm. I don't let that stress me out. So I'm not suffering any negative ramifications from my schedule, that's for sure. Except today I might say today I'm feeling like I got a lot on my plate.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Pennick, cancers, it seems to me, it's absolutely crystal clear to me, that in the 1950s, cancer was rare. And if someone had it, it was the kind of thing like, uh-oh, you know, don't get too close because you might catch it through a sneeze, a handshake, just stay away. It was rare. Now it's everywhere. Can we talk about that when we come back? Cancer increasing at an increasing rate. Dr. Julie Pennick, PennickHealthcare.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to My Patriot Supply. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds, during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Julie Penick with us, PennickHealthcare.com. Julie, it's clear to me that cancer's increasing, and I believe it's increasing at an increasing rate. And the war against cancer is, to me, a sham. It's not working. It's pouring money into something that absolutely doesn't work, just like the war on poverty, just like the war on drugs, just like the war on crime. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, we don't have enough time to get into what I think is a collusion. But, so first and foremost, why do we see more cancers? As I was listening over the break to one of your advertisers, they were talking about the toxins we're exposed to. There is certainly a higher accumulation of toxicities in the environment, and most people don't even know what the toxic exposure sources that they have in their daily life. As I said, I go through great pains to avoid certain things and to take good care of myself. I don't drink out of plastic bottled water, like, you know, not to mention any brand names like you buy at the convenience store, or I have friends who buy cases of it to drink that water at home, right? Now, drinking tap water is no better than that. One has a different source of toxin than the other. Thankfully for me, I'm on a well, or you could get a Berkey filter, right? But we live in a toxic environment by several mandates. There are certain things sprayed on your food sources in these big agricultural things. Monsanto's got the market locked up on certain chemicals that they put in particularly two crops in this country that are affected either with chemicals or genetically modified issues is corn and wheat. What are the staples in the American diet? Most everybody's eating a lot of corn and wheat. And so those have negative impact in the human physiology. And the second is, you know, this whole thing, well, John Hopkins just came out with something last week when our friends called me and said, did you write this piece? Because I said, if you don't want to have cancer, you just basically have to avoid sugar. Well, you know, why do you think in a PET scan they feed you an IV with glucose and a radioactive thing, because they know the cancer cell is going to take up the glucose and the radiation is in that glucose solution. And so where the glucose and the radiation goes is where the cancer is, because the cancer wants to eat the glucose. And so we tell people it doesn't really matter what you eat. We push them to low fat, which was the wrong decision to make for the last 4.5, 5 decades. They've now come out and had to say they were wrong about that. And they made fun of poor Dr. Atkinson and his contemporaries over that issue. And so when you go low fat, they substitute sugar to make the flavors stay good. And so now we've turned into, I was just noticing on the national news this morning about the millions and millions and millions of people, 10% of the population in the United States are diagnosed with diabetes. And there's another certain percentage of people who don't even know they have it. And so we have made people unhealthy by our sound nutritional advice that we've given them through the years. And so when you put sugar in a body that lives in a toxic environment, in an individual who doesn't know how to combat the toxicities or to detox on a routine basis, then you have the explosion of cancers that we see. And the second component of that, why do we see so many more cancers? Because cancer care became such a big money maker. Trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars a year are spent on care of cancer patients in this country. To no avail, because remember what the meta-analysis said, 2 to 3% survivability. Yeah, so put that in your pipe.
Dr. Penica, I was thinking about what you might say to some of your patients, you know, when they come to see you. And when I've been to my doctor, I'll say, is there anything I should change? Is there anything I, you know, should be doing? Should I be taking vitamins? No, no, just keep doing what you're doing. I can't imagine you saying that to your patients.
My patients don't even have to ask. There's a sign that one of my patients wants to put in my office. This is not a bakery. I don't sugarcoat anything. If you want my opinion, that's exactly what you're going to get. They don't even have to ask. Because if they come to me and they want to know how to optimally approach their daily lifestyle for preservation of health, I'm more than happy to read them the Riot Act. And they sometimes they'll say, all I really wanted to know was there an herb to take care of this problem.
Dr. Penick, it's always a pleasure being on the air with you. Thanks so much for spending your time with us here at USAPrepares.com. I hope you get a chance to make it to the farm on July 6th. For our little event that we're having with the instructors. Thanks again so much for being with us. Coming up next, John Reagan.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to unseennow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. Unseennow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at unseennow.com.
The best refuel stoves on the market for disasters and survival are Silverfire. Its clean cook stove technology allows you to pasteurize emergency drinking water, cook a meal, or sanitize your cookware with just twigs. A U.S. veteran-owned company, Silverfire's mission is emergency and recreation cooking products. Made of quality stainless steel, Silverfire's wide line of indoor and outdoor models range from solo backpack models to large family units. Cook cleanly and for free. Get yours today at silverfire.us. That's silverfire.us.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Youngevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.